going on, players? Shoot, Big Mike coming at you live and direct. Max City Limits Radio Show, Philosopher King Central. Getting on here right quick, chiming in, man. Gonna be a gumbo mix today, man. It's just a lot of things that's been going through my head, things I've been observing, in particularly pertaining to the female gender out there, man. Yeah, man, they out of pocket, man. They real out of pocket. They out of pocket, boy. Shit, man. Yeah, man, they out of pocket out here, man. Shoot. Woo-wee. The social engineers have created monsters, man. Created monsters. Whenever you have a scenario or a situation where there's no accountability or you don't face any consequences or repercussions for your actions, excuse me, you create monsters, man. And you know, and I peeped this a long time ago in the early 2000s, man, just seeing how these females were just getting away with murder out here, man. Yeah, they getting away with murder out here, man. I mean, these females would get picked up for all sorts of shit, man. Violence, drugs, fraud, forgery, all that, man. Just keep getting slaps on the wrist. They just keep setting these bitches free, you know what I'm saying? Shit. And then people wonder why, you know, these females is out here acting like goons, man, because they feel untouchable, dog. Like the latest one was that I seen on YouTube. It was this chick named Takaya Young, 21-year-old ratchet that was caught stealing liquor out of a grocery store, right? And she get out in the parking lot, and she get confronted by the police, and she's so full of hubris, right, that she thinks she just gonna pull the fuck off, and the cop ain't gonna do shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Ohio is crazy. Takaya Young, I don't know. She looked like she may have been at least 6-7 months pregnant, maybe, man. And this dumb bitch go out there and put herself in danger, therefore the life of her child in danger, man. And so, like I said, she get the bright idea to just pull the fuck off. And not just pull off, but damn near run over the cop. Run over the cop, man. And then she gets smoked. The cop go ahead, do what he do. You're like, nah, bitch, trick no good. We ain't about to have that, right? Oh, wow, man. You know, you got people that actually had a nerve to actually question the cops on that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, try and run me over, see what happened. Try and run Big Mike over, see what happened, man. Shit. Yeah, y'all look her up. Takaya Young, pregnant, Ohio, stealing liquor out the grocery store, man. And she get popped. Niggas is talking crazy about why you have to kill her. I'm like, oh my god, man. The IQs is low. IQs is low. Don't even get me started on this latest bullshit with this Rhoda Osman Somali false flag bitch. This heifer, man, she go out there. I don't know. She got something going on with her face. I don't know what's going on with her face, but it ain't no brick injury. I don't know, but whatever it is going on with her face, she keeps using it to get money, to hustle money out the low IQ. You know what I'm saying? And the minute I seen the bitch, I'm like, that ain't no brick injury. And her story just, it ain't adding up to me, man. I don't know what's going on, but whatever the fuck she talking about, it ain't the real. It ain't the facts. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it done came out. This bitch is scamming. She hoaxing, man. Shit, I don't know if she got an allergic reaction to something in her face. I don't know, they say she injected saline in her face. I don't know what it is, but my Professor X powers kicked in overdrive as soon as I see the bitch talking. I'm like, number one, she's a ratchet, and I know what ratchets do. I know how ratchets get down. And this bitch, she on a come up. Somehow, some way, she on a hustle. Somehow, some way, I don't know what it is that she ain't telling us, but she ain't telling the whole story. She's leaving a whole lot of shit out. At that particular time, I wasn't sure if she'd actually got assaulted or not. I didn't know, but all I knew was just looking at her demeanor, her body language, her overall temperament. I knew you couldn't trust the bitch. You know what I mean? I'm the ratchet whisperer, dog. When y'all niggas gonna learn? When y'all gonna learn? You sent me in a room full of 10 bitches, and I'm gonna tell you who can get sent. I'm gonna tell you who you can trust, who you can't trust. Man, I'm gonna tell you who cool, who ain't cool. I'm gonna let you know, man. I'm too deep in the game, man. So yeah, chicks is highly programmable, man. And it is by design that the social engineers have set the woman up on a pedestal. Cause they know full well if you give women power, you know, women tend to abuse it. Cause they always have to goddamn prove something, man. Not only that, not only are they out to prove it, but they're gonna actually do the dirty work for the male oligarchs, the male social engineers that's running all this shit. What I mean by that, they're gonna hold rebellious niggas in check. That's what they're gonna do, man. So the empowerment of the female is not an accident. It is theoretically by design to keep niggas in their place. Like I said, it's a firewall. It's a bulwark to keep you in your place. You know, you got a lot of people out there that brag that females are much better, you know, at the whole education game, like going to school, going to college and whatnot. That tends to be true because basically a female mind works better when they are sat down and given instruction, all right? And when they're given this instruction, they tend to just go with it. Women are not really rebellious by nature. But the male ego, the male thought process is a lot more challenging and a lot more rebellious. They're not going to do as well in a so-called classroom setting as a female. Males are a lot more rambunctious. Males are a lot more physical. They learn better with their hands. You know, asking a male child to just sit there, read something, pontificate on it, and digest it. Just that alone, you know, that bores a male child. So the female is more so geared or more so acclimated to learning these conditions versus the male. And just because you go to school and you're able to regurgitate the ABCs and the 1-2-3s that they give you does not make you intelligent. It doesn't make you smart. I see a lot of people out there who have that ability to actually digest things and spit them out verbatim as they learn them, but they lack critical thinking. They don't think. They can't connect dots. Because I've run into a lot of people who you would think are geniuses just because on paper, when they went to school, they passed everything with flying colors. But you got to understand that the curriculum that is given to the masses is a curriculum that's given to them to fail. I can't remember if it was the Rockefellers or the Rothschilds was basically in charge of the education system. And they basically stated they wanted people just smart enough to keep society going, but not smart enough to challenge their reign and their rule. So they're giving you the bare minimum of knowledge. They're giving you the bare minimum of intellect, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. They want you just smart enough that you can work the machines and that you can low-key function in society to keep everything going, to maintain the status quo, but not smart enough to buck the system or to supersede it. And women fall smack dab, square in the middle of that paradigm. They're perfect for that job. Yeah, man, the people who have socially engineered this shit to have these bitches out of pocket, you know, they know what they're doing, man. And then now there's this case. Yeah, man, there's another story out of the UK where this shopkeeper who has a hair salon or a hair shop caught this ratchet ass black bitch stealing. In this spot, right? Yeah. Caught her dead to rights stealing, man. He went ahead and stopped her. So that, you know, the authorities can come and scoop her up, man. You know what I mean? But in the middle of him stopping her, man, you know, the black bitch, being the black bitch that she is, she went ahead and struck him, smacked him dead in his face. And so then he pushes her back. He had his hands on her shoulders. The story is that he was strangling her. And I seen the video. He wasn't strangling her. He was just pushing her back, trying to control her until the cops came. And you got people all in the UK, all up in arms, all sorts of black folks. Black Lives Matter, that is. They got an issue with that shit. Yeah, they got an issue with you stopping some ratchet-ass black bitch going up in your spot stealing. And then when you retaliate by trying to stop her from stealing your shit and trying to get her arrested, she ain't the bad guy you are. Oh, yeah, man, we are living in bizarro world, man. We are living in a world where everything is upside down, topsy-turvy, man. Everything is inside fucking out. I mean, the populace as a whole on the planet, especially in these Western nations, man. Yeah, there's a massive psyop going on, man. There's a massive psyop as far as psychological operations go, where they literally gaslight you into thinking against your own best interest. Yeah, they do it. I mean, think about this shit. To me, something as simple as, okay, when Trump was, yes, goddammit, Trump. Okay? When Trump was in office, everything was good. Everything was Gucci, man, as far as the money was concerned. Good money. Now, the only thing bad that you can actually say about, you know, when he was in office, he did kind of up that government spending, maybe by $1 trillion. I'm not necessarily sure, man, but yeah. My man did help contribute to inflation a little bit due to the fact that, especially when COVID came in and they was giving out all them checks and giving out all them business loans and whatnot, man, them CPP, whatever, loans, whatever. Shoot. Yeah, he contributed to that, but you can't say that you was broke when he was in office, man. Like I told you, when I was in the game, man, and I was power tricking to the fullest, yeah, man, them females was clamoring to get at me that first year Trump was in office because they was scared that he was going to turn off the water, man. They were scared that he was going to make it so that they would starve and they couldn't eat, right? Just so happens the opposite happened, man. These bitches started eating out here on Trump. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, Trump, what you doing? You're fucking with this power tricking, man. You know what I'm saying? These chicks, man, they going on vacations and they buying cars. You know what I mean? My phone used to be red hot. Now Trump is in office. Now these hoes is eating, man. Shit. Yeah. I mean, if anybody don't want Trump back in office, you think it would be me. You know, because he was bad for my bottom line, actually. I'm like, God damn. I mean, he was good in the aspect that my other business ventures was doing all right, man. It took an uptick in our revenue. But when it came to getting the broads to bite on shit, you know what I mean? They wasn't biting no more, man. And that's how I know he was excellent. He was good for the economy, Jack. So when Trump was in office, you could eat. You could actually fill your car up with gas. You didn't have to chop your arms and your legs off to actually pay your rent. All right? When Trump was in office, I mean, to me, this is like a no-brainer. This is a absolute no-brainer. Remember, the social engineers are right now actively engaged in psychological operations to get you to go against your own well-being, right? So everything was good when he was in office. Now, that is until COVID hit, which was planned. The pandemic was planned, right? It was going to definitely use that to besmirch Trump and to try and get his ass out of office. And so now we got Biden's bitch ass in office. And to me, it's like I said, it's just a common sense situation, man. You seen how you was living when Trump was in office. Now you see how you living when Biden's in office. To me, it ain't hard to tell. It ain't hard to figure out. With Biden in office, you're starving. With Biden in office, you can't put no gas in your car. With Biden in office, evictions are up fucking 30-40%. With Biden in office, these major metropolitan liberal cities are basically shutting down, man, because of the immigrant crisis. Because he done left the borders wide open. which is by design, and I'm not necessarily sure why the American populace doesn't understand it. They are deliberately leaving the border open. They are deliberately having people flood in here from other countries to dilute the culture, to destroy the culture from within, thusly destroying America. No brainer. People are like, why are they doing this? Because they don't love you, man. They don't give two fucks about you, man. This is all about globalism. These people who are up in office, who are politicians, are taking their marching orders from globalist oligarchs. They've been paid off to do certain things, to skull fuck you. But yeah, I'm thinking to myself, wow, Biden's in office, everything has gone to shit, right? So you would think that people would have two brain cells rubbed together and be like, when Trump was in office, I could eat. When Trump was in office, I could put gas in my car. When Trump was in office, I wasn't getting evicted. When Trump was in office, there was no wars overseas. There wasn't no World War III threat. But now that Biden's in office, we got all of that to think about. No food, no gas, no shelter. And to top it all off, Biden further gives you the finger whenever you have a natural disaster or any sort of disaster in America. He sends all of your tax dollars overseas to the Ukraine. And he gives the American citizen the finger. Like I said, man, you would think it'd be common sense who the better choice would be to put back in office. But you still got people just dumb enough to actually think that somehow keeping Biden in office is better than Trump. And don't even let me get me started on the fact that Biden can't even think his way out of a wet paper bag, man. He can't. His thought processes are gone. He's shot to shit. You are sitting there watching a man stumble over words, can't remember shit. You know what I mean? He's being handled. He's got handlers. You know, there's reports of this man shitting on himself and pissing on himself. And you have let the... Oh my God, man. The hope. I don't know if there's hope for us. Yeah, you got the mainstream media actually telling you that Trump is bad, Biden is good, and you should keep Biden in office. Never mind the fact you got all of that, all of those facts to the contrary, to show and prove that Biden is not a better alternative. Because you've already seen the proof in the pudding with Trump in office for the first 3 years. Everything was good. Biden in office, everything is bad. Yeah, you think that's bad? Wait till they hit y'all's ass with these digital bank currencies, man. Oh my God, man. Yeah, buddy, it's about to get bad out here, man. Cause you think it's bad now, and not yet, Jack. When these banks shut down, man, and they say the dollar is no longer being accepted, and then they say you're going to have to sign up for these credits. Because if you don't, I don't know how you're going to eat, son. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, just understand this, man. Ain't none of this shit by accident. It's all by design, man. If there's anything that I know about white folks and Caucasians, man, they are extensive, obsessive planners. Long term. Yeah, man, they planned this shit out a long time ago, man. And the black woman, you know, she's a key element. She's a key instrument in the design to keep your black ass down. But that's it for right now. I'm going to come back a little bit later, man, because I still got to talk about Brother Polite. Yeah, we're going to talk about that, man. You know what I mean? Sometime later on in the week. There ain't really much to say, but I hate to say it again. I told you so. Big Mike, and I'm out. Yeah.
Dickens. It gives me the Dickens, reminiscent of Charles. A little discotheque nestled in the ghettos of Niggerville, USA, via Atlanta, Georgia. A little spot where young men and young women go to experience their first little taste of the nightlife. Me? Well, I've never been there. Well, perhaps once, but I was so engulfed in the OE I never made it to the dope. You speak of hardcore. Why the DJ sweating out all the problems and troubles of the day? Why this fine bow-legged girl finds all outdoors, loves lukewarm lullabies in your left ear, competing with set it off in the right? But it all blends perfectly. Let the liquor tell it. Hey, hey, look, baby, they playing our song. And the crowd goes wild, as if Holyfield has just won the fight. But in actuality, it's only about 3 a.m. And three niggas just done got hauled off in the ambulance. Two niggas done started busting. One nigga done took his shirt off, talking about, now who else wanna fuck with Hollywood Cole? This just my interpretation of the situation.
Dopealicious angel, I can remember that damn thing like yesterday. The way she moved reminded me of a brown stallion horse with skates on, you know. Smooth like a hot comb on Napa ass hip. I walked up on her and was almost paralyzed. Her neck was smelling sweeter than a plate of yams with extra syrup. Eyes beaming like 4 carats a piece, just blinding the nigga. Felt like I cheated the whole order at presidential. My heart would beat so damn fast. Never knowing this moment would bring another life into this world. Funny how shit come together sometimes, you dig? One moment you frequent the booty clubs, and the next 4 years you and somebody's daughter raising your own youngin'. Now that's a beautiful thing. That's if you're on top of your game and man enough to handle real life situations, that is. Can't gamble feeding baby on that dope money. Might not always be sufficient. But the United Parcel Service and the people at the post office didn't call you back because you had cloudy piss. So now you back in the trap, just that. Trap. Go on and marinate on that for a minute.
Jack.